And the angel being come in said unto her, Hail, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Who having heard was troubled at his saying, and thought with herself, What manner of salutation this should be. And the angel said to her, Fear not, Mary, for thou hast found grace with God. Behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb, and shalt bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus. He shall be great, and shall be called the Son of the Most High, and the Lord God shall give unto him the throne of David his father. And he shall reign in the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there shall be no end. And Mary said to the angel, How shall this be done, because I know not man? And the angel answering said to her, The Holy Spirit shall come upon thee, and the power of the Most High shall overshadow thee. And therefore also the Holy which shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God. And behold, thy cousin Elizabeth, she also hath conceived a son in her old age, and this is the sixth month with her that is called barren, because no word shall be impossible with God. And Mary said, Behold the handmaid of the Lord, be it done to me according to thy word. And the angel departed from her. Sing a new song to the Lord, for he has done wonderful deeds. His right hand has won a mighty victory. His holy arm has shown his saving power. The Lord has announced his victory and has revealed his righteousness to every nation. He has remembered his promise to love and be faithful to Israel. The ends of the earth have seen the victory of our God. Shout to the Lord, all the earth. Break out in praise and sing for joy. Sing your praise to the Lord with the harp and melodious song, with trumpets and the sound of the ram's horn. Make a joyful symphony before the Lord, the King. Let the sea and everything in it shout his praise. Let the earth and all living things join in. Let the rivers clap their hands in glee. Let the hills sing out their songs of joy before the Lord, for he is coming to judge the earth. He will judge the world with justice and the nations with fairness. Mary, upon hearing the wonderful news that she was to be the mother of the Savior, joyfully and humbly accepted God's will. With that yes, she showed all of God's people how we ought to respond to his calling. Behold the handmaid of the Lord. So that by our own acceptance of God's will in our lives, like Mary's acceptance in her own life, we too may participate in God's loving work of redemption. Let us pray. O most holy Mary, who taught us how to respond to God's will, help us to be ever humble cooperators in God's salvific work. Keep us, our families, our friends, and even our enemies, under your protective mantle, and present us to your Son, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.